This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfa Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Grace Morrison, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Grace.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Sure. So I, when I was little, was terrified of other human beings, like to the point I hid underneath my mother's shirt. And my father said, this is a problem we're going to have to address. And so they said, you want to play soccer? And I didn't know what soccer was. Oh, sure, I'll play soccer. And they got me to the field. I didn't know that meant other kids. That was, and the moment I saw the other kids, I was not getting out of the car. So next step was piano lessons, which was cool because it was me and one elderly woman. And that was kind of my swim lane. And the rest was history. It's the only skill I have.
So it's your safe zone.
It is.
That wonderful. tell us about the spark for the first song you're going to play for us today.
Sure. So I somehow, through a lot of luck, was able to buy a house. And then my parents got to live there because they had no other place. But I was in my mid-20s and had lived by myself, and now my parents there. And, of course, when you're writing, it's you just write when you can write, which is usually 2:30 in the morning.
Yes.
So I'm like, I can't do that. My elderly parents are in the back. So I wrote this song silently. It was just me thinking it and kind of like this. It just happened silently.
Great. Let's hear that song. About your new album.
Yeah, it came out May 10th. And historically, all the songs I used to write were about historical figures. So I had written, and I don't know why I thought the world would like this, but all of King Henry VIII's wives in order, I had a CD like that. And then I realized that I was the only one who cared about that. And so I went a little bit forward in history, and I wrote about the Titanic and World War II. This album is really just about my life. I've spared everyone my nerdy historical anecdotes, but it's produced by John Evans, who lives on Cape Cod, where I'm from. And I think my favorite part of that whole thing is the first concert I ever went to was Tori Amos. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking to myself, someday I'm going to play with those people. And he was actually on the stage that day. So
wow.
It all came around.
Right. So play us a song from that project.
Sure.
Goosebumps.
Thank you.
And very difficult not to jump in singing harmony on that.
Oh, anytime.
Tell us a little bit about your musical influences.
So I had mentioned Tori Amos, all the singer-songwriters of the whole Lilith Fair era were my girls. But if I think about it, the very first time I loved music, well, it was in the sixth grade, and the movie Now and Then had just come out, which took place in 1970, and that soundtrack was killer. And I had it on a cassette tape and a pink little Walkman thing. And I used to wear my Christy Yamaguchi rollerblades in my kitchen listening to that whole album. God, I loved it. And the first song on the whole thing was Badfinger, No Matter What. So when I graduated from high school, I had this really cool opportunity to go on tour with all these people. And it was, I didn't know who any of them were. One of them was Joey Mulland of Badfinger. And I was like playing with him. And as soon as I realized that he was the guy from the sixth grade in my kitchen, oh my gosh, it was just so cool. But that, I just love that album.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in
and
sharing.
Thanks for having me.
With
this
us.
Is so cool.